There were people in the choir who were not Christians. There were people in the pews who were not Christians. There were people in places of leadership who were not Christians. And even at that early age, my understanding of Scripture was that the tares were going to be a very, very dominating element in the church, and that we needed to make sure people really understood what it was to be a genuine Christian. And that's been a tone of my preaching ever since.
Yeah. You know, another common thread that runs through your 50 years of studying and teaching the Bible is that you have always purposefully set aside time to answer questions. We often do that in the evening service at Grace Church, set aside the whole service for questions from the congregation. And of course, we've aired some of those Q&A sessions on Grace to You, but today we're going to do something new. We've asked people from our Grace to You family, people from the listening audience, to submit their questions. We've gotten some by phone, others we have received in writing, and we want you to answer as many of those questions as you can today. Let's get started, John, with a question phoned in by a listener named Patricia.
Patricia from San Antonio, Texas. Pastor MacArthur, it's a privilege to have even the opportunity to ask a question, and I really appreciate your ministry, Grace to You. My question is this. In the book of Revelation, Jesus says that he will wipe away every tear at that point the believer is with him for eternity. And my question is, for those of us that may have loved ones that never knew Christ, and if all our tears are wiped away, do we have no recollection of them at all in their eternal state of in hell, or is our understanding completely different so that we no longer weep over those loved ones that are lost forever? Anyway, that is my question. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Patricia, that's a very, very good question. And of course, we can only go to the Word of God and answer that question by looking at what Scripture has to say. Scripture doesn't tell us whether we forget all of those realities, and that's why we have no sorrow, or whether the knowledge of that is so utterly and totally suppressed by the sheer joys of heaven that the knowledge of those things never rises to the conscious mind in eternity. But in either case, I don't know what the reality is in terms of whether those memories are in our glorified form or not. I do know this, that there will not be in heaven even the slightest hint of anything to make us sad, even the slightest hint of anything to bring us sorrow or grief, not even the slightest reflection.